Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Rockridge off to another strong start in high school softball. They're ranked in the top 10 in the Illinois Coaches Association rankings. And kid that's stepped up here early in the season is senior Elena Martinez. And I think a great story because really didn't get a lot of playing time last year as a junior. So had to wait her turn because there were some really good players on that team last year. So, Elena Martinez, how did you make it work? Had to sit on the bench a lot last year, but like I said, getting an opportunity and it's paying off here your senior year.
Yeah, you know, you just kind of stick with it and you understand your role as soon as you get it. And once you understand that role, you have fun with what you have. So I had fun in the dugout the entire season. I got everybody pumped. I knew what my role was. And then you keep progressing at your hitting, at your playing, so that when your time comes, you're ready to go.
Are you listening out there, kids, whether you play basketball or volleyball or softball, or if you're a boy and you play baseball, sometimes there's kids in front of you that may be better, and you're going to have to wait your turn. You told me off the air, I was looking at your stats, I think you have 11 at-bats or 12 at-bats, something like that this year, and I think hitting like 364 at least early in the season, six games in. How many total at-bats did you get varsity-wise last year, if you remember?
I believe four or five.
Four or five. So it has to feel good to get in that batter's box, I bet, right?
Yeah, it does.
And when you say it feels good to get in the batter's box, when the bat comes off the ball, it can feel pretty good. And did I hear correctly, you hit one out the other day. Tell us about that.
Oh, well, I was 0-2 with zero balls and two strikes, and that pitch just came right down the middle, and feeling the ball off the bat was the most incredible feeling.
Did you know it was gone when you hit it?
Yeah, it went really high, and I was like, please don't be a pop-up, and then it went far, and I was like, yeah, it's bad.
All right. So now you played the ASA circuit for a while. Had you ever hit one over the fence before?
I did, but it wasn't ASA.
It was not. Okay.
It was my sophomore year.
But how good did it feel running around the bases then in a varsity game?
Oh, it felt so good. It was like a breath of fresh air.
All right, and then I know you got a pitch last week, your first start of the year, I think, and you allow, what, just a couple of hits in a mercy rule game, but how did it feel to get out there and have an opportunity? I know you pitched some innings last year on that team, but how did it feel early in the season to come through like that?
Oh, it felt great, especially to go up against Morrison, who was awesome in Super Sectionals. Like, just to have that opportunity was great.
And I know there are a lot of kids that are having to fill, you know, a little different roles this year because that was, you know, there were a lot of seniors that played on that team last year for Rockridge. So a little bit about your situation, where you're fitting in at. I know you pitch, of course, but on the days you don't pitch, just talk a little bit about your role here early in the season.
I play left field, and I usually bat either ninth or flex.
All right, and again, also another arm for Rockridge as well, and the Rockets off to a 4-2 start and getting a lot of key contributions from a lot of different people, including Elena Martinez. All right, hit more home runs this year. Don't always swing for the fences, right? And continue to pitch scoreless innings. Nice going. Good luck the rest of the spring.
Thank you.
It's Elena Martinez with us on WRMJ.